a very important person.
On our super secret celebrity hotline, joining the show is Dr. David F. Beigler. He is a section head of orthopedic trauma at North Shore University Health Systems. He's with the Illinois Bone and Joint Institute, and he's about to see me nakey-nakey on Monday.
No, he's not.
Dr. Beigler, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So what is this operation that Jen is getting? She tells me the name of it.
I have a labral tear, right, Doc?
You have a labral tear in your hip.
Okay. In my hip.
So basically her leg was falling off?
Well, not quite falling off.
Sir, is it because maybe she was moving her leg in one direction, maybe out too much?
All right. No, wait. Dr. Beigler explain. So I have a labral tear inside my hip socket, right?
I think you guys are having way too much fun with this.
Dr. Beigler, yes. I'm acting like I'm having fun. I can't even tell you how nervous I am for Monday.
You don't need to be nervous.
Okay,
you're going to be fine.
I'm nervous for after. I'm not nervous about you. I'm nervous
You're going to be fine.
Do I have to take my clothes off?
Of course.
Well, yeah, it's surgery.
I'm Catholic.
That's okay.
I didn't know that made a difference.
It does.
I'm Jewish. What can I tell you?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm a Catholic. It makes a difference.
Between the two of you, you got enough guilt for everybody.
Why do I have to take my underpants off?
Well, because I don't want to ruin them with the prep and,
you can.
And all that. You know.
So back to the labral tear. What,
yes.
So what is it? What happened to me?
So the hip joint is a ball and socket.
Okay.
You know, it's pretty much like any mammal. And it fits very tightly. And around the socket is this labrum, which is not quite real soft, but it's not hard like bone.
Okay.
So it kind of acts like a rubber doorstop.
Oh.
So that when the hip rotates, instead of the bone smashing into the bone, it gets kind of bumped up against the doorstop or labrum.
Okay.
But in certain people, in certain conditions around the hip, and in Jen's case, if I may say this, Jen.
Uh-oh, because I'm fat. Go ahead, Sam.
No, you're not.
You are? I didn't know. I didn't
know. No, she's
that.
Not. She's perfect.
The cup is, the socket is a little turned in a little bit too much. So as the hip rotates up and in, the femur side or the thigh bone side of the hip impacts or impinges into the labrum too early. Mm-hmm. And it beats it up over time and it tears.
Jimmy just wrote me a note and wrote, "You're deformed." No, no, Dr. Beigler said it's because I'm athletic. Athletes get this, right, Doc?
Yes, very commonly.
Now,
point of fact, most people get it without any specific injury.
See?
Most of the time, it's an overuse sort of thing from the deformity gen. And, you know, it hurts.
Oh, my. No offense. I mean, I am poking fun at her lately, but she's like in extreme pain. It reminds me, playing basketball, I had a groin injury, and it looks like she's kind of wincing the same way, like right down there on the inside of the thigh. It just, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah. In fact, before we had really high quality MRIs, magnetic resonance tests that we could do, and before maybe 15 or so years ago when this condition was originally recognized, we would tell people, yeah, you got a groin pull, it'll get better, and they wouldn't come back because they thought we were crazy because they never got better.
That's what everybody told me until I came to see you.
And and that's a very common story. So over time now, we, through the work of a Swiss guy by the name of Reinhold Gans, we've come to understand this pathologic problem in the hip, and it's actually relatively common. But still, a lot of even orthopedic surgeons don't recognize the signs and symptoms like Jen has had. And, you know, there's relatively few of us in the country, much less Chicago, that are becoming expert at the diagnosis and treatment of it.
My regular doc, Dr. Rudberg, who also listens to the show, he called his orthopedic sources, and they said that you're the best, Dr. Beigler.
Well, I take that as a great compliment.
Yep.
I would say that if I am excellent at it, it's because there are so few others.
Okay. How long will this operation take? How long will she be under the
procedure,
knife?
Procedure, yeah.
It's generally about 2 hours.
Okay.
So tell my girlfriend to bring 2 hours worth of catalogs with her. Just sit in the waiting room, right? And this is at Glenview Hospital or Glenbrook in Glenview.
Hospital in Glenview.
Because why? They have a special table and I have to hang upside down and you rip my leg bone out of my...
No. Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, okay.
No, he said it has... I said I want it done at my own hospital. He said it has to be at his hospital. Okay. It's a special table. They have to rip your leg out of your socket.
Yeah, the reason is again, the hip joint is a ball and socket. And in order to get the arthroscope, which is basically a surgical telescope, into the hip joint itself, you have to distract the hip joint. So you basically have to use a medieval torture table.
This is not funny, Doc.
We'll give you plenty of padding, I promise.
And what about medication? Will she be medicated afterwards?
Yeah, she'll have enough medication so that she's not, calling me names.
Okay. All right, she'll be medicated afterwards. How long will the recovery take? Is there any idea how long it's going to be before she's able to drive again?
Somebody told me she couldn't drive very well to start with.
Love this guy.
Yeah, he's fun. Everyone's a comedian.
She's got a fuzz bumper,
Dr. Beigler, all he cares about is he just is stuck driving me to work, so that's why he's asking you this.
Yeah, how long? Well, maybe
a long time.
Figure a month.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, she has to be non-weight-bearing. She can't put pressure on it for about 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And then the second 2 to 4 weeks is we increase pressure on the leg until she's full weight-bearing.
Right.
And, Doc, I'm not going to have a chance to talk to you because I'll be knocked out by the time I see you Monday morning, right?
No.
Do I see you after?
You're going to see me before and after.
Because I have one little question, and then we'll let you go, and we know you're busy. Connie and everybody at your office who put up with me all week. Can it ever happen bilaterally?
Yes.
My other side kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah, you're probably favoring
the painful side
so much that you're overloading the other side.
Could
but
you
yes, it,
imagine?
Oh. My son has it on both sides.
Don't tell me this. Oh, no.
So there's a chance you would go back in a couple years, maybe? For another
one?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, why wouldn't I have full hip replacement? A lot of our listeners called this week and said it's way easier just to get a hip replacement. You walk in a day.
Yes, and that's certainly true. But the whole idea here is to avoid a hip replacement. Remember, a hip replacement is an artificial joint.
Okay.
The biological joint that you were born with... is designed to last you, in theory, your whole life.
Okay.
The problem with labral tears is that they end up causing arthritis if left untreated long enough.
Okay. All right, Dr. Beigler. All righty. Well, we know you're busy and you amended your schedule for us, and we appreciate all of that. And you said you've been listening to the station. You're enjoying it? Do you like it?
Yeah. You guys are running a good show.
Oh, thank you, guys.
In fact, I had a question for you, Jimmy, who was the artist that you had playing right before 8:06 this morning? I enjoyed it, but I didn't hear who it was.
I can look. Hold on 1 second. If you just can say.
And Dr. Beigler's with the Illinois Bone and Joint Institute
in Glenview.
In Glenview.
Keep
and
going.
Jimmy's
and
still
my
looking.
Assistant is Connie.
Yep, she's a good
and
girl.
She's very helpful.
The medical supply company is coming to deliver the durable medical equipment to my house this afternoon.
Like, yeah, you're going to love that.
Yeah.
It's an ice machine that's going to keep your pain level down and a continuous passive motion machine that gets your leg moving right away on the day of surgery so that you don't get stiff.
Okay, all right.
No.
The artist you were thinking of is Timberland. It's called The Way I Are, Timberland.
That was enjoyable.
All right.
Isn't it Timberland?
Timberland. I'll have Jen bring a CD, okay?
Oh, yay.
All right.
Thanks, Doctor.
Thanks,
all right.
Doc.
Take care.
Thanks, Dr. Beigler. Have a great weekend.
Somebody
see you Monday.
I'll
see you Monday.
Well, take care. Just get back, Jen. I need you. I'm going to miss you.
Dr. Beigler likes Timberland.
Sarah Bareilles and a final look at traffic and a gift card to Paradise.